Soko Sibiya is with Africa.com, a website that every day lists top 10 stories coming out of the African continent. And this morning, Soko, good morning, by the way, we reflect on Africans who want colonial iconography to be removed.
Good morning, Africa, and to your listeners. Yes, exactly. With the protests of Black Lives Matter, other conversations have been coming up, and one of those, especially across the continent, is the display of iconography of colonizers of the continent. So Ugandans have asked Parliament to basically, to rule on the fact that some of the names, street names, public names, should change. I know in Dakar, for example, in Senegal, a center, which is a popular tourist zone called Europe Center, has now been changed as well to something more reflective of the new dispensation that's happening in Senegal. You're also finding this happening in Namibia, for example, where a tourist site where a local people used to be hanged is now undergoing a petition to have this removed, for example. So there's a growing sense of people wanting things to be redressed, and all of this is happening virtually. So people have adapted to the fact that, for example, we can't gather and protest, but we can still petition. And this has brought on even more people online to come and talk about issues that have been swept under the carpet for a long time in many parts of the continent.
Indeed. And of course, you can read more about it on www.africa.com. Soko, thank you very much. Soko Sibiya will join us.